Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bite?
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about Encore Careers and community. My guest is a results-driven professional who is characterized as a motivational hands-on leader. In Michelle's previous line of work, she successfully managed a family of eight while working full-time in the financial industry. During that time, Michelle also acquired her MBA with an emphasis on global strategy management. Now, if that's not enough to impress you, in August of 2014, Michelle decided to make a career shift. After dabbling in a long-loved hobby on and off for over the years, she saw an opportunity to take a leap and open her own quilt and fabric store. Michelle Medeiros, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
It's a delight to have you here today. And the name of your store is Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, and you are located in Lakeville. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So 54 Main Street.
Yes.
Okay. Now, oh my God, you were in the financial industry for over 20 years. What made you decide to make that shift and create a complete, this is like a 180 degree turn. Hopefully that's the right number.
Yes, a complete 180.
A complete 180 into a brand new career.
You know, I was just really unhappy. And if anyone knows anything about the financial services industry, it's just, it's a miserable industry.
Well, it can be for the wrong person.
Yes, they require all of your time. Anyone who has a family, it's a lot of
it's
a lot of pressure because they don't allow you to put family first, so you know, you always have that split commitment. And I don't know how I did it for so long with my kids being so young, but I just reached a point where I didn't want to do it anymore. And being married to the wonderful husband that I'm now married to, he allowed me to be able to take this opportunity to finally do something that gave me a little bit more freedom, a lot more freedom actually, and to do something that...
And to do something creative.
That I loved, yeah.
That you love. And, you know, I just want to share that this is your experience, and your experience in the financial world was not pleasurable for you.
On a personal level, it wasn't. You know, unfortunately... it's very fast-paced. Many people just aren't nice.
Yeah.
You know, and...
It's kind of a cutthroat industry.
It's very cutthroat, and they have to be that way, because if they weren't, then they'd lose their jobs as well. But the knowledge I gained in a financial sense was crucial to me to opening this store.
Yeah.
So that's been extremely helpful in, you know, acquiring the funds to open the store and... you know, the knowledge to maintaining it in an environment where a lot of retail establishments are closing.
That's right. Now, what scared you the most about opening the store or venturing out into your own business?
Just the uncertainty of the future, you know, as with anything.
The unknown, the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. You know, as with anything, you just don't know what's going to happen. But I just figured, you know, I have to try it.
Yeah.
I have to give it my 100%. And even if it did fail, at least I can say I tried it.
That's right.
And I won't be sorry. I'll still be happy I did it.
And I know that, you know, a lot of times you can say, well, you have nothing to lose. And you might have had some financial to lose if you did fail. But really, psychologically, you have nothing to lose by at least making an effort and trying.
It's true.
You know, I mean, you have to sometimes, if you want to really make a big change, you have to do it in a big way.
Right. I mean, you know, even on my days off, I'm working, you know.
Me too.
I'm on the computer before I go in, after I come home. So
yeah.
There's a still a lot of time commitment involved in owning your own business.
Mm-hmm.
But
now you're loving it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would rather be doing this. I would rather be doing this than pretty much anything else.
Anything else. Now, how did you come up with the name of your company?
Homestead
Quilting and Fabrics. Homestead feels very solid to me.
It does. It's connected to the history of the area that I live in, which is Middleborough, Lakeville.
Yep.
And it's a farming community.
Oh.
And it's always been a farming community. And, you know, a homestead is that farm with the home as the central part of it.
Mm.
And, you know, a homestead is, you know, it's that beacon of the farm. It's there, the lights on early in the morning till late at night.
Mm.
And my store is the homestead of the quilting community.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Oh, that was beautiful. Now, what about the pineapple? The pineapple is in your logo. And I did some research a little bit, but I just want to know, because I know there's a lot of history behind pineapples. What does it mean to you?
Most people associate the pineapple logo with hospitality.
Yes.
But it can also mean warmth, welcoming, friendship,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is also associated with, you know, community. And that's what quilting really is about.
Yes.
Quilters love to find that friendship and community feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what it really is about.
Mm.
You know, quilters want to find that team-like atmosphere.
Yeah, that camaraderie
yeah.
with other people that are in the same, enveloped in the same world that they're in.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a happy place. It's a happy industry.
Mm.
You won't,
it's a happy
it
industry.
Is. You won't find many grumpy people, grumpy quilters.
Really?
Yeah, there's very few unhappy quilters.
Oh, that is so good to know. Because
yeah.
I have a sewing machine, and I've been known to dabble here and there. You know, frankly, I am always open to try anything new. So I would even, you know, just make a little teeny tiny quilt just for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And all of that that happy atmosphere that everyone has. So anyone can come take a class.
Anyone.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that later. But before we go to break, when did you officially open your store?
It was August 16th of 2014.
Mm. Now, how did you feel that very first day?
Nervous.
So, nervous. And there was time built up to it because you were getting it ready.
Yes.
How did you find your location?
A friend and I just started searching the area and, you know, it was just, we just had a really good feeling about this one. It's in a strip mall plaza, and it's filled with all other small businesses.
Love it. So yeah. You're all supporting each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the perfect spot.
So now here you are 2+ years later. How do you feel every time you walk in the door now?
I feel good.
Mm.
I feel really good.
Like you're bringing other people together.
Yeah.
And it's the homestead.
It's true.
You're providing a really great environment. And, you know, really, some of the other quilting stores were going out of business when you decided to do this. Is that right?
Yes. I had actually been a student at another quilt store in the area, and she closed for health reasons. And my friends that I had met there encouraged me, because of my background, to open my own.
To open your own.
They knew I wanted to make a change in my work field, and they knew I had the financial knowledge to pull it off.
Oh, and it's like the universe just shifted you into this.
It just
worked out, yeah. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. All right, well, I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Michelle Medeiros, and she is with Homestead Quilting and Fabrics. You can go to homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Back, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Michelle Medeiros, and she is with homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com, also in Lakeville. And so tell me, when did you first, because you've done it on and off for several years, when did you first pick up quilting, and what really made you keep picking it back up again?
Well, I learned how to quilt in high school in home ec class.
Okay.
Believe it
or not. Loved home ec. I loved home ec.
And when my second husband was deployed, mm-hmm. I still had everything, all my stuff, all my fabric and my sewing machine from high school, and I picked it up again. And, you know, I was good at it when I learned how to do it when I was younger.
Yeah.
But then when I went to college and got married and had children and everything, you put it aside.
Yep.
So
life happens.
Yes. So mm-hmm. when I had some time again to do it, I just kind of picked it up and started messing around with it again. And I still had the enjoyment.
There's almost a sense of loyalty within yourself. Like, I know there's loyalty within the quilting world. Quilters are very loyal. Why do you think they're so loyal?
Well, you know, there's a happiness there that you never forget.
Mm.
You know, kind of like you never forget how to ride a bike. You never forget the peace and enjoyment you feel when you accomplish something.
Mm. And when you're around the other quilters.
Yeah, it really is that, you know, that feeling like you're on a team.
Yeah.
You know, and the comfort and the encouragement you get from everybody else.
Yeah. Now, they do come from afar, so you service the local area. But it's also quilting or quilting stores are a destination, what's it called? Destination place, destination getaway.
Yeah. It's a destination store. Quilters will travel for good fabric.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a textile experience, tactile experience, because they want to feel the fabric. They want to see what they're getting when they pay for something. They want to feel how smooth it is and how soft it is.
Mm. There really is a difference in all of the fabrics.
There is.
Or where you get them.
Yes.
Okay. How do you choose all of that?
I leave a lot of good fabric behind. It's tough.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you leave good fabric behind?
You know, when I do my shopping and choosing and I see so many beautiful fabrics, It's hard to decide.
You can't get them all.
You can't buy them all. There's too many. But I have to decide which will sell the best.
And what your clients want.
Yes.
It's their needs, obviously. It's what they're asking for.
That's right.
Okay. So you have to put them first. And what?
Before my own. My own personal taste. Yeah.
Okay.
My buying habits have changed a lot over the last 3 years.
I feel like that would be the hardest thing. To not personalize. Because, you know, we all have our things that we gravitate towards.
It's true. But you learn. It's like with anything else. You get better at it the more you do it.
Mm.
And you just learn what not to buy. And you know, there are some failures, too. You try certain things and it doesn't sell as well. And then you just learn not to buy that again.
Yeah.
And then you have your no-fails. You know, like the solids and the blendables. Certain types of fabric that everybody needs.
Huh.
And you always keep those in stock.
And there's so much involved. So you sell everything. The store is retail. You sell everything under the sun that a quilter or even a sewer would need.
Mostly quilting supplies. There are some things that I don't have in the store that, you know, other types of sewers may need.
Okay.
There are just so many variables out there.
Ah, okay. All right. Do you compete with the internet?
Yes, the internet is definitely competition.
Really?
Because
it's so community-based, people want to come in and have that camaraderie, but when it comes to the notions, maybe?
Yeah, notions you don't really need to feel. Pins, rotary cutters.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
So you just have to be competitive and, you know, provide the good quality.
You have to have a leg up on customer service.
Yes.
And, you know, again, most good quilters want to see and feel the fabric.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I can't carry all fabrics.
You can't carry everything.
So
you can't.
There are some things you do have to get on the internet.
Your store would be, you know, the size of the state if you carried
exactly.
it. It's called a small business.
Right.
Now, what do you love about being in retail?
I just like making friends with my customers.
Mm.
You know, you get to know
I bet.
Their families, you know, they talk about their grandkids. And, you know, if I worked in an office with the same 6 women over and over and they maybe didn't quilt, you know, that gets boring.
Yeah. For some people.
For some people.
Yeah.
But for me.
For me, I can't be in an office. I have to be out and about. So everybody has their, some people can't be out and about, you know?
True.
But for you, building those relationships every day.
This provides me just enough change to keep it interesting.
Yeah. You probably write a book at some point about all the relationships that you've discovered and built. And
now, I can keep secrets, so I don't know about the book.
Now, what about community? What do you love about the whole sense of really providing this environment for the community and specifically the quilting community?
That's another thing the internet can provide. You know, you're home all the time, you're isolated by yourself at your computer, and you're not communicating with people.
Yeah.
And you really still need that.
You do.
You still need to connect with human beings.
Do you buy this one or do you buy that one? You don't know unless you talk and unless you research. And, you know, it's better to research with people that you know than to be researching, I don't know, the little comments people leave about a product. I'd rather research with the people that I know.
Yeah.
You know, I feel safer that way. You know, almost safer. Yeah. Anyway, you are very passionate about providing exceptional customer service. Why is that so important to you?
It's important because it's the one thing I can do that's free that makes me stand out above everyone else.
It's free.
And
there's
it's free.
No skin off your back
no.
to go above and beyond the next person, the next store, the next location, anything. There's no skin off your back.
No.
And it's free.
And it's, you know.
To give, to just give the best and all you can give.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you have many classes that you can provide for the beginner and somebody that is more advanced. What are quilters seeking in those classes, like generally speaking, and who do you want to provide the classes for?
Well, we try to provide a mix of classes. I have a few different teachers that I try to let my teachers pick the classes they want because they'll generally enjoy teaching the topic.
That's right, if it's something they enjoy, exactly.
You know, and it's everything from beginner quilting to advanced designs.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to alternate the schedule every quarter and change it up.
Okay.
So it's always a mix of different topics. It's okay. Never the same.
Never the same. Okay. And how many people can you take in one class?
Generally about 8.
Okay. So you kind of have to cap it off to keep it intimate.
Right.
I think if you go any more than that, it's sort of, it maybe muddies the waters.
And it gets crowded. People need space
you
to
need
spread
space.
Out.
Okay, because everyone brings their sewing machine.
Everyone brings their sewing machine, that's right.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to have to go to break. My guest is Michelle Medeiros, and you can find her at homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com. She is located in Lakeville. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Do you have a child with autism or a highly sensitive child? Have you tried traditional methods to support your child and nothing seems to work? At TranscendAutism.com, we specialize in a multidimensional approach to supporting sensitive and developmentally challenged children. Traditional methods can be limiting in getting to the root of challenging behaviors. At TranscendAutism.com, we provide an innovative, integrative approach that is holistic and individualized to your child's needs. To receive support, education, and resources for your sensitive or special needs child, visit TranscendAutism.com today.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed. Help me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
Stop. something to survive. And yes, it's unbelievable when there's nothing left to hurt inside. And we'll shine, yes, we'll shine. We will shine, we will shine. We are invincible, hand in hand, unrelenting.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Michelle Medeiros, and she is with Homestead Quilting and Fabrics. What a beautiful song. I have to say that was Pat Benatar. And I really want to give WATD the credit for me hearing it, because I feel like I find a lot of really cool songs from the Midday Show with Larry and Kathy D from 2 to 6. So there you have it. I believe I found that from WATD. I love that she says, free and so beautiful, this is what we were born to do. Now, it's not a glamorous life, but really, it's what they all feel like they were born to do. They're all gifted, I'm sure. I've seen these amazing quilts. So do they all feel like this is what they were born to do?
I'm thinking probably not, but they just enjoy it.
It's the hobby, though. It's they were born to have this little hobby on the side. Yes?
And you have to have a lot of patience.
Oh.
It takes a lot of time.
Oh, this might not be good for me. I don't have a lot of patience.
It's a slow hours, tens and tens of hours, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to reveal later on in the show that my mom started a quilt when she was pregnant with me. And I texted her the other day because we're doing this interview, and I said, hey, do you know where it is? Because I know that there's got to be women out there that are willing to finish quilts for people that don't have the patience. Are there? You must have connections.
I have a few names of people who will do custom quilting.
Custom quilting, or even just finishing it. Like, try to make it. Oh, it's custom work.
It's custom work, yes.
Even though they're trying to make it look like, you know, the 48, 49-year-old piece of artwork that my mother started.
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, what do you want people to feel when they come into your store?
You know, it's all about the senses. You want them to leave their troubles at the door and just know they can come in and relax and enjoy what there is. You know, the sights, all the colors. There's a lot of bright colors. And you look at the quilts and you think, wow, I can do that.
You kind of want them to feel like they're in heaven, huh?
Yeah.
Like, just step away from all the woes and worries and come in and just absorb themselves into it.
That's right. And, you know, I want them to say, you know, I don't have a lot of fabric.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I think that's a lot from what the photos I see. But I'm a non-quilter.
Right. Well, I'm not the largest quilt store around, you know, that you've ever seen. But my fabric is well chosen. It's very well chosen.
It's not about quantity. It's about quality.
That's right.
Okay.
And people enjoy looking through what I do have.
So, go ahead.
You know, and they enjoy touching it.
Yes.
You know, you can definitely pull it out, walk around with it. I have tables, you lay it out, and
get a visual, walk away, look at it from a distance. I'm all about fabric. Like, even for the clothes I wear, the first thing I do is touch the fabric.
Yeah.
It's
playing. You're playing with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, most people think of, well, I don't want to say most people, but some people that are in a business are thinking about the right here and the right now, today. What are my sales today? What am I going to do today? Why are you so dedicated to establishing those positive long-term relationships? How far into the future do you feel like you visualize?
Well, it's all about making the customer feel good, so you're imprinting a memory, and then they'll keep coming back.
Yes.
Because they might not even buy something that day, and that's okay, but they'll come back.
Okay.
You know, so they just might be in to look around because they drove by and saw the sign or the barn star on the side of my building, you know, because they were just in the area. But when they need something, they'll remember me.
That's right.
And then they'll come back.
Well, you know, it's the old saying, first impressions.
That's right.
And you never know when your business is working for you. So you could have made a really great impression on somebody, and 4 months later, they're coming into your store. You know, maybe 4 weeks later, maybe 4 days later. But you never know when your business is working for you.
That's right.
You know, you never know how many times they have your brochure or your business card sitting on their computer because they're going to call you or they're going to come by and they're just ready to, you know, put it in their schedule. So now, you know, you want to provide best quality, and you are providing best quality. I still don't get, how are you choosing? How do you make those decisions? You really are just looking for the things that everyone else wants, or the most trendy, classy. How do you make all those choices?
Well, you know, you do have to kind of have a knack for buying fabrics. It's kind of like if you were a merchandise buyer for TJ Maxx, you know, you just kind of have to have a knack for it. But I do a lot of research. I read trade magazines. You got to see what the trends are. It's all about homework.
Yeah.
And doing homework.
It's all about research.
Do a lot of research, reading. I belong to a trade association, going to trade shows, or even if you can't go to a trade show because they are, travel's involved.
Yes.
And if I can't afford to travel, then that means I'm doing even more research to see what happened at the trade show.
Okay.
So I got to read.
So there are ways.
Yeah, if I can't make a trade show, I got to see what they had at the trade show.
Okay, so we have 1 minute. We got to go to break. Tell me about your quilting staff. What do you love about your staff?
I love my staff. They work just as hard as I do. They know what it means to work hard. I really chose a great staff that gives me their all for not much glory.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a lot of glory behind the scenes, but they know it means a lot to me. And that's okay. They're my family too. You know, we love each other.
Well, I was going to say, and they love what they're doing.
Yeah, they do it for the love of quilting.
That's true. That's right. So you can't go wrong if you have people that work with you that are doing it for the love of it, the pure joy and love of it.
You have to, because that's all there is.
Yes. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we do have to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Michelle Medeiros. You can find her at homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story.
but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Michelle Medeiros, and her business is Homestead Quilting and Fabrics.com. And what a great song. So quilting might not be easy for some, but you provide the classes and people can learn. And it's just like anything else. If you practice and you work at it, you will get good at it. And you'll probably be astounded at what you can accomplish.
That's true.
Is that what people feel like when they leave your classes? They're like, I had no idea I could do this.
Absolutely. Some patterns look difficult, but in actuality, they're quite easy.
And now we didn't talk about the long arm quilting. So you provide a service where people can give you the quilt after they put it together, and you, this is what's that beautiful swirl pattern design on the back of the quilt that comes through on the front and the back.
That's true.
Okay. And how long does that take you to do?
It depends.
Like a standard quilt size.
Well, there really is no standard quilt size. Oh. It depends on the size. What happens is a customer will put together a quilt top, which is all the little pieces that they sew together and, you know,
make
makes
the
a
pattern.
Design.
Yep.
Right. And they'll bring it to me, and we'll go through a book of digital designs, because I have a computer software that has probably... maybe 1,000 designs now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 100. Okay, 1,000 designs.
And I help them pick out or choose the design that best complements what they've done. And I'm more on the subtle side, because I don't want to overpower all the work they've put into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've spent all this time and energy creating this piece of art, really, and I want to highlight that.
So you're very considerate about the work that they've already put in.
Right. I want to accentuate
the
what
details
they've done.
And the heart and soul that they've just poured into their
right.
part of it.
I don't want to overpower it. I want to accentuate it. So I help them pick a design, and I also audition different thread colors. And it has to look...
Audition. I love that.
For the front and the back, whatever color they choose for the... backing fabric. It has to look good on both sides.
Okay. How do you audition? Do you take a little scrap so that they can see what it would look like? Because you can't practice on their quilt.
Well, what we do is we lay the fabrics out on the table, and I have the drawers of threads.
Oh, and I just pull them out and show them.
Lay them out.
Okay.
And believe it or not, some thread colors don't look so hot on the spool, but when you lay it on the colors... on the fabrics.
They look fantastic.
They look great.
Okay.
And that's how we decide. And
so now, after 2 years, is everything pretty much, is it a well-oiled machine?
I'd say there are some well-developed routines that we have down. But, you know, like anything else, you have to adapt to the industry as it changes. Nothing ever stays the same.
Oh.
Especially with... you know, you have constantly evolving technology everywhere. Especially with all the online things that constantly change. So you have to be willing to change.
Even within the quilting world.
Oh, yeah.
Like the tools that people use, sewing machines, I'm sure, yeah, all of those things are evolving.
Sewing machines are have computers in them now.
Top-of-the-line sewing machines. You've got to be kidding. Okay, so I have a dinosaur sewing machine I'm discovering right now because I don't think mine has a computer in it.
But you know what? It probably works better than some of the newer ones. So it's that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. The computer tablet that I use for my long arm just had a huge software upgrade. New software program. I had to go to Utah for a week and learn new software.
Wow.
So that was really great training.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's always something new that you have to be doing.
Now, I want to dab back into your financial background. How is that helping you in your business today? Because I would think that a financial background is a really great thing to have when you're a small business owner.
It really gave me a leg up, I think, for someone who might be afraid of numbers because...
You know numbers.
It helped me, you know, access the funds to open the business, number one.
Mm.
And it just gives me a better hold on what I have available versus not available.
Yeah.
And I know how to forecast, you know, so I know what I can do for the next year versus what I can't do. But that's not to say I don't make mistakes either.
Well, of course.
You know, you definitely make mistakes along the way. And
we're making mistakes for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
It's not going to suddenly stop when we turn 60.
Right.
Or 50 or whatever.
And you learn from them. You know, like the love of the fabric, you know, sometimes you overbuy because it's so beautiful and it's hard to make a decision. And then you're like, oops.
Oops. Now, so you had financial career goals way back when. What are your career goals now?
My career goals now are more family oriented, which is a big part of owning a small business. You know, it allows me more time with family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live 10 minutes from my house. I have a part-timer.
Your business is 10 minutes from your house.
My business is 10 minutes from my house. What did I...
You work 10 minutes from your house. There you go. There you go.
You know, I can take my children to their appointments,
Go
to their games, instead of relying on...
It's so important.
...other family members. And, you know, I would like to grow a little bit more, but I'm not looking for a huge dynasty or multiple locations. I would like to grow a little more. I would like to be able to... pay part-time staff to give people an income, maybe pay back the community in some way,
nice.
Be able to afford to give back to the community in some way.
Nice.
And that's pretty much it. That's able to support my family.
Mm.
If I can support myself and my family, that's really all I'm looking for.
Well, we are out of time. We have about 30 seconds. Do you have any last minute words of wisdom?
If you're really interested in learning how to quilt, I would love to show you.
Oh, you are so delightful. Do you recommend any books or magazines?
You know, inspiration can come from anywhere and not just a quilting magazine. Nature magazines have been the inspiration for a lot of quilts, a lot of artistic quilts.
Okay.
Anything. I drove by an old broken down truck this morning and I thought, wow, that would make a great quilt.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a rusty old jalopy. Is that how you say it? And I was like,
that is hilarious.
Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you again for being here. My guest is Michelle Medeiros, and you can visit her online at homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com. The storefront, again, is at 54 Main Street in Lakeville. I'd like to close by saying it's a powerful inspiration to others to discover your true passion, but it's even more courageous to take the steps necessary to follow your heart. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.